is enabled. I'm headed to a new direction. All things have passed away.
You are tuned in. The word is so real, tell a friend. We're trying to get right free of sin. You are now listening to the words of truth. Break the code. Sermons from Bishop Kelstone. And when life's feeling low, you can always listen to the words of truth.
All right, so we want to talk about dealing with conflict and stress. So we want to go to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 15, the book of 2 Chronicles chapter number 15. I want to look at verses 1 through 8. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. It's 19 verses. Man, this is so, when I say loaded, this is so loaded. It's just no way I'll get through all of it, but y'all just bear with me, okay? 2 Chronicles chapter 15, and we're going to talk about dealing with conflict and stress. In the world that we live in, it is full of a lot of choices and decision-making. And the moment that these choices and decision-making, we often find ourselves in a rush because the pace of this world is so rapid. And because the pace of the world is so rapid, it forces us to make quick decisions and fast choices, which oftentimes leads us to stress. There are certain areas where stress stimulates from. And these areas are finance, family, and you as an individual. Now, even though that there are many other areas that stress can come from, but we find out that these areas are the hierarchy of people's stress. Because the truth of the matter, most of the things that you worry about, it's either something going on with your family, something going on with your money, or you just don't understand who you are. Am I helping somebody already? And because of this fast-paced world, a lot of times we feel as though that the world and the pace of this world does not give us the adequate time that's needed to make good decisions. Anybody ever been forced to make a fast decision? And when you're forced to make a fast decision, you kind of wonder, is the decision you made the right one? And anybody knows that a bad decision sometimes can linger for years. So there are three areas I want to attempt to help you on how to deal with conflict and stress by using this method that I call cause, effect, and solution. Cause, effect, and solution. So as we read in 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, and it reads at verse 1, and the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Obed, and he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all of Judea and Benjamin. The Lord is with you. That's good to know, amen? It's good to know that the Lord is with you. While ye be with him, the Lord is with you, and you are with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Now, this is very important that the prophet is prophesying unto the king of Judea and says, listen, I want you to know the Lord is with you. Just as the Lord is with you, you're with him. And as long as you are seeking him, he's with you. But if you stop seeking him, then he can't be for you. I know that's an amazing concept here to understand that how I treat God or how I'm pursuing God or where I place God in my life determines how God responds to me. That's amazing. Verse 3. Now for a long season, Israel have been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. Now, this first step is we got to understand that this is what we call it is a reform movement that's happening in chapter 15. The king, Asa, he's the king over Judea. If you look at chapter 14, he had took over from his father. And there was a lot of quiet years. Things was good because not oftentimes we can read about good kings in the Old Testament. And Asa was a good king. You know, he did things that was according to God. But how many know that even though in your best efforts and trying to do all that you can do, conflict still shows up? I don't care what you do, how nice you are, how beautiful you are, how hard you work. Conflict always has a way of presenting itself. One person wrote it says that if you ain't never had no rain in your life, just wait a while. It's coming. Just going to, you know, you're not going to be on cloud nine all the time. There will be some bad days in your life. And so here we have to find out is that when you're going through conflict and you're going through a stressful moment, the first thing you need to figure out, what's the cause? Because somebody said, what caused it? It's amazing to me how people so quickly want to move to the solution of something and never figure out what the cause is. And when you try to move to the solution without figuring out the cause, how many know you'll find yourself getting right back into the same thing you got out of? I need to find out what caused this. Because you know what, that wants you to get them out of stuff, but don't want to figure out how that got in, they're going to need your help again. And for the five people that ain't scared, how many know you get tired of helping the same people with the same problem? And they don't ever want to sit down and figure out the cause. Look at somebody and say, what caused it? What caused it? What's causing this issue? What's causing this conflict? What is causing this problem? It didn't just happen. Something caused it. And so we want to look at the cause, because in this, there's a cause, and the cause is in verse 3. Look at what's causing the problem. Look what's causing the problem. It's in verse 3. It says, now for a long season, that was a long period of time, for a long season, Israel have been without the true God. Now, it didn't say Israel was without God. They was just without the true God. Because many of us have made gods in our life, idols in our life, but they are not the true God. Well, let me give you some of those things, and don't judge me, but I just want to give you some of those things that I believe that we have made gods. Things that we follow, things that we base our decisions on. I think that some have now made race a god. Oh, come on, somebody. Because now you're making your decisions based on if you black or white. So your race has now become your God. Because you think that black people are shorthanded and you think white people got the upper hand. Or you think, you know, I ain't doing this because this is black and I ain't doing that because this is white. So you've now made your source of your decision making based on race. I think that we make politics gods. Whether you a donkey or an elephant. Let me fix that because I don't want to confuse nobody. Because you know each party, Democratic and Republican, one represents a donkey, and that one's an elephant. But it doesn't make any difference whether you're a donkey or an elephant. How many know God's voice make both of them stop? So now you're basing your decision on whether you're a Democrat or a Republic or independent. So we make this your God. And he said, for a long distance, a long season, Israel had been without the true God. It happened a long time. Because guess what? Sometimes you can put God on something that's really not God. And you start following things that's not of God. And they had been like this how long? For a long season. Israel had been without God. Tell somebody that's a cause. Because when you're doing something that is not of God, it will cause conflict. So you got to ask yourself, is this thing that I'm doing of God? It is amazing how people will go through conflict and don't even realize that maybe what they're going through is because they have been a long season without the true God. Oh, you still coming to church. You're still giving your offering. You're still working in your ministry. You're still going through the motion, but you've been a long season that you've been without a true God. Because now what it is that now you're only focusing on whether you come to church or not, but you're not focusing on relationship. It's because why? We are now, thank you, Holy Ghost, for this one, because this ain't in my notes. It's because now the meaning of relationship is different. Because now we live in a society that relationship only means your presence. So you just got to be there. But God is not looking for your presence. He's looking for intimacy. And so we are creating a generation of people that think that love is just showing up. But they don't have to talk to you. Am I in the wrong church? And God is not looking for a relationship based on presence. He's looking for a relationship based on intimacy. That's why for a long season, Israel had been without the true God. It's because guess what? They hate relationship by presence, not relationship by intimacy. Number two that caused it was they without a teaching priest. They ain't have nobody teaching the word. They had people there that was only giving people what they like to hear. They give you what you like to hear to keep you coming back. But it ain't helping you, but it keep you coming back. So what I have to do to keep you coming back is not tell you what you need, but give you what you like. So we teach the Bible, we teach in the Word of God, it's like it's your flavor of ice cream. Because we want you to keep coming back. So what we do is, guess what? We don't preach on stuff that's going to help you. We just preach on stuff that make you say, whew, I felt that. So church now has become about a shout and a run and a speaking tongues and jumping over chairs and entertainment, but then you walk out with no substance. Come on, sir. Might as well be a DJ. To make you dance. Because to tell the truth now, some of y'all better than me at this. Is that we dance to the beat, but we don't know the words. You all there like, yeah. And then you know how we are. Sometimes we don't know the whole song, we just know certain phrases. So we be like, okay. And we just say stuff in between. Because we don't know the lyrics. One of the things Brother Maurice and I, we was in a conversation about praise and worship, and I said this to him. I says, here's how we get to true praise and worship. I said, it's when the praise team any praise team can sing a song that they know. Amen. Not know the words, understand the message. Because if not, you're just saying words. If you don't understand the message behind the words. Because every songwriter, they didn't write a song, they was writing a message that was turned into a song with a beat and a rhythm. Are you understand what I'm saying? He says, now, what caused it? It's been a long time they was without God and a true God, and they had no teaching priest. Now, this could mean another, if you ain't got no teaching priest, you're going to get away from God. Here's the third thing. It says they didn't have a, they had left the true God, right? We see that in verse 3. And then it says, the latter part was, and they were without law. I mean, they didn't have no foundational. They left the law. They left principles. Look at the three things that's happened. No relationship with the true God. Nobody that's teaching the truth. And now they have no structure or foundation. This is the cause of conflict and stress. Because now you're trying to do things outside of God. Ah, man, okay. Maybe before you pick that wife or before you pick that husband, ask God. Y'all, I thought I was going to get an amen right there. That's why I'm waiting. And if you can't ask God for that, then not in this church, not in this church, somewhere else. Ask some people that got married to somebody and they didn't ask God. Because now you connected with somebody that's going to bring you a lot of stress and a lot of conflict because you didn't ask God, was this the right one? I'm in the wrong church. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Because you was chasing some hips. You were chasing some looks. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. And didn't realize that the looks and the hips came with conflict because you didn't ask God. That was the cause. Anytime you do something without being in a relationship with God, tell somebody, don't leave God out. When you leave God out of your decision making, guess what? It is going to stress you eventually. Are y'all with me? Am I in the right place? When you leave God out, and then you got to be under somebody that's teaching the truth, not giving you what you like. But the problem is, we're not only, and they ain't going to put this all on me. Nah, let me get that now. Because some people, you got good teachers, you just not teachable. Because some people, you can give them the truth, but they reject it. Because it ain't what they want. I'm in the wrong church. I don't want that. Well, you ain't got to take it. Go ahead. But you know what? You'll be back. You'll be back. Because you can't do it without God. You got to have somebody that's teaching. And you got to stick with his law. You know, God, I want you to understand, God did not have your feelings in mind when he was writing scripture. He didn't have your preference. He wrote his word. And what he says is what's going to happen. Okay? I don't care what you're desiring and what you're hoping, but you got to make sure what you're desiring and what you're hoping matching with what he said. This is why they got this whole conflict. I'm going to get in trouble. Whole conflict about homosexuality. They're talking about, well, it's your preference. No, it goes against his word. Okay, if it is your preference, well, you can't tell me how I feel about somebody. Well, I'm not challenging your feeling, but I'm talking about your feeling don't match what his word is. Oh, y'all don't like that. Come on. Come on. You got to stay with the testimony. You got to stay with the word. You can't go by your feeling. You might wake up one day and you might love your dog. Come on. I'm in love with my dog. Don't tell me it don't happen. We're in a crazy world now. You're in love with your cat. Come on. You put your husband out to bed so the dog can get in. Y'all don't want to talk to me. I'm not telling you not to love your dog. Come on now. But what I'm saying, it ain't based on your feeling. It's based on the word. Can I tell the truth? Let me go and make a confession. There's a whole lot of stuff that I have feelings about that I cannot submit to because it ain't supported by his word. Tell somebody, pray about your feelings. You about to take your feelings to God. You about to put your feelings under God, because there's a lot of stuff you feel as a human that is totally against God's word. And when you go against God's word, don't say, well, I'm going to change it. No, he said, you're wrong. Hello, somebody. You're wrong. And guess what? You're not understanding. And that's the cause. That's the cause. I really do believe that everything that happens to us naturally began spiritually. But you are trying to respond to it naturally, and God says, no, I'm trying to get your attention over here. Because what you've been doing, you've left me. You're not teachable, and you ain't submitted to my word. And God says, I can't. Look, this is what's causing the problem. You need to understand, tell somebody, that's what's causing it. We got to get away from this. Well, it's in my genes. It's hereditary. You know, it's been in my family. That's a demon. And demons will attack your whole family. Come on, somebody. They'll wipe out your whole family. And you just accepting them demons. You accepting them. Talking about, well, it's in my genes. I don't know. No, the devil is a lie. No. Because, see, we got to understand. Watch this. It's crazy. Is that, and it's little, but I want you to catch it. Some of the sickness that we go through in our body is because of the stuff that we put in our body. Amen. You'll hear praying against high blood pressure. But still eating fatback meat. I'm in the wrong church. You hear someone, I need a miracle. No, you need to cut back on fatback meat. That's what you need to do. You need to go. The reason why this is happening, do you know what caused this? Ask somebody, say, what caused it? And stuff that you are praying for a miracle about, and you don't need a miracle, you need to understand what caused it. Everything has a cause. What caused this? Now watch this. Now, after we leave the cause, we got to figure out, now I need to cut. Here's the cause. Now what's the effect? Because every cause has an effect. It has an effect. How them going a long season without God and without having a teaching priest and without law, what did it affect? Look at verse 4. And when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he found of them. Now watch this. Here's the effect. Y'all ready? Verse 5. Here it is. And in those times, what times? The times that they were not following a true God, not having a priest that was teaching, and not going into those, not obeying the law. And in those times, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in. But great vexation was upon all the inhabitants of the country. Look at the effect. The effect is, watch this, he won't happy at home and he won't happy out of home. She won't happy at the house. She won't happy when she left the house. And those times there was no peace. No peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in. But it was great vexation. You know what vexation means? They were stressed out. They were stressed to go to work, stressed when they came home. Kids stressed them. The spouse stressed them. Church stressed them. Everywhere they went, they were stressed, 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 stressed. Why? Because there was no following of the true God. There was no teachable priest, and they was not following the law. This is the effect. You'll keep blaming other people for what you're doing yourself. No peace. I don't like the way she acts. No, it's you. Bring me I need a blank piece of paper and a pen. He said, in those times, there was no peace to him. And it was no peace. Tell somebody, it was no peace nowhere. Have you ever been so stressed out to everything gets on your nerves? Somebody chewing their food, they get on your nerves. Like, why they got to chew like that? Somebody walk through the house, you like, your spouse can't even walk through the house. You're like, why they got to walk like that? Good God, everything. Because why? Peace has been gone. Everything. Y'all looking at me. I'm talking about when there's no peace. He says, great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the country. Look at the effect. Look at the effect in verse 6. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversary. He's like, it's a war. You want to know what's going on in our country? And the reason why so much is going on is because we have left the true God. We don't have teachable priests. And we're no longer living by the word. That's the cause. I wish I could. They need to get me at the White House. I'll tell them real quick. Here is the cause. You want to know why things are happening the way it's happening at the White House and at your house? It's because we have left serving the true God. And we don't have teachable leaders that will teach truth. And we have left the principles of God's word. And when that happens, there will be no peace. How are you trying to get peace at home when you've left these principles? Now, guess what happened? Nations start destroying nations. You know what happens? People that used to be friends start turning on each other. The person that you once loved and said, I do to, now you can't stand. City of city. Now, listen, it's happening worldwide and it's happening locally. And God did vex them with adversary. Watch this. You see it? You see the cause? You see the effect? Got to understand it. What caused it? Now, what? Because of the decision that you made caused this. Now, here's the effect. Now we got chaos. We got chaos in the world. We got chaos at home. We got chaos everywhere. School got chaos. Government got chaos. Every time you turn around, chaos, 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 chaos. People, watch this. Whether you come to church or not, love God, people are stressed out because there's no peace nowhere. Everybody's stressed out. Just stress, just stress, just stress. Why? It's because what caused it is you want to do your own thing. What did you think would happen if God, can I say it? Yes, God, amen, thank you. What did you think would happen to a world that was orchestrated by God that sex should only be between married people? Boy, it got light right there. And because you want to operate by your feelings, you take it outside of God and do it away from what he said, and now you expect for everything to be good? Help me, Evangelist Dominic. They don't want to help me. It's because we are now relying on his grace and mercy rather than being obedient. Just, God, thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. And because of his grace and mercy, we don't feel the need to be obedient. Hello, somebody. This is my good preaching here. That's my good preacher. And so we're trying to get peace without following his principles. It's almost like baking a cake with the instructions on the box and you say, I don't need that. You ever put together a table or something and then you be like, we don't need them screws. Then wonder why the table fell. And then we blame the manufacturer, talking about, oh, they did something wrong. No, you got five screws you left over here. They were extras. No, they weren't extras. They belong somewhere. Amen, somebody. And when these things happen, you know, we want to blame everyone. No, what caused it? You left out something. What was the effect? The table broke. Now you lost the TV. Because the TV failed. Busted the screen. All because you skip steps. Tell somebody you can't keep skip steps. You can't skip them. You can't. You got to do what he said. If he said no, he meant no. If he said not yet, he meant not yet. If he said yes, he mean yes. You can't. We spend time trying to change. We don't even try to change God's mind. We'll say stuff like that ain't what he meant. I don't know. Somebody tell me a different version of no. No just mean no. We're here now. No, he didn't really mean no. Well, what he meant? No. Well, if he didn't really mean no, what he meant? Well, he wasn't really saying no. What he was really saying, he was saying no to you, but not no to me. But that's that self-religion that we built here today. Somebody said, got to understand the cause. So I was in my office this week, and the Holy Spirit, man, Minister Vett was in the meeting, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me right there. I was sitting with her, and I was preparing for this sermon. And so she can't be in it. She can't be in my, some of y'all can't be in it. So the Lord gave me this right here. He gave me this. Y'all see this? Can y'all see it? He gave me this. And what letters you see? he said, you see N-S, right? And then you see what? Now, I need you to help me. For those of you that I already showed this, don't you say nothing, okay? All right. So what I need you to do, Evangelist Dominic, have I talked to you about this? Okay, you're going to help me right here because, yeah. So you see N-S and you see L-S. Can I help somebody? And the Lord showed me this in the office, didn't he? He says, now, I wrote this down. He says, now, I want you to get the word us out of N-S and L-S. What I got to do? Help me. Huh? He analyzing it. Can somebody help? It's not something. Let me show you what the Lord said. He says, this is most people. And I'm saying, Lord, what are you talking about? He says, this is most people. And then I said, I don't get it. He says, how do you get an S out? How do you get us out of this? And I said that at the time too. I was like, you can't. Now, but then he says, yes, you can. I said, what do you do, Lord? He says, you got to turn the N upside down. I said, what? He says, that's most people. Most people are trying to get us out of upside down you. How do we get us when you upside down? Thank you. Let me say that again. How is it us when you upside down? I'm in the wrong church. This came straight from heaven. Came straight from the. The only way you gonna get this to say us, you got to turn you. Thank you, First Lady. I need that. And many of us walking around talking about us when the you is upside down. And there's no way that's us. That's an N and an S. And we got a lot of relationships with an N and an S. Calling it us. No, it ain't us. You upside down. I'm in the wrong church. And the only way to get this to say us is you got to turn to you. Tell somebody you got to turn you. That's the wrong person. Tell somebody you got to turn you. You ain't gonna get us if you ain't trying to turn. That was good. Wasn't that good? And you walking around looking like an Indian, talking about that's us. No, that ain't us. That's called misspelled. Got to turn you. Tell somebody turn to you. So this LS, he says, tell them that some people are LSs. I said, what do you mean? He says, you can't get us from a half you. I'm going to drop the paper because y'all ain't excited. I thought y'all was going to be. Tell somebody it can't be us with a half you. And a half you is an L. Tell somebody, I need a whole you to get us. And there's so many of us walking around with an S, with an upside down you, or a half you. Tell somebody, I got to have all of you. I got to. In order for this marriage to work, I got to have all of you. In order for this relationship to work, I got to have all of you. If I ain't got all of you, you walking around like an L. Are y'all with me in here? Tell somebody, I don't want to walk around with an L. If I'm the S, I need you to be the U. And watch this. And there comes a time, guess what? I'm not saying that the man got to be the U. Sometimes the wife got to be the U. Sometimes the man got to be the S. But the deal is, if you're going to be the U, you got to be, you can't be upside down. I don't need half of you. I need the whole you. I don't need no NS or no LS trying to get us. That was, man, I'm telling you, when the Lord gave me that, I was like, oh my God, oh my goodness. And God says, here's what I need you to tell them. He says, tell them they got to make some turns. I said, tell them what they need to tell them to turn you. You trying to turn everybody else? Turn you. Because the only way to get NS is you got to turn to you. Tell somebody, you got to turn. We see that? Now watch this. So we see the cause. We see the effect. Here comes the solution. Verse 7. Verse 7 says, be strong, be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak. Tell somebody, this ain't no time to be weak. Ain't no woman looking for no weak man. And ain't no man looking for no weak woman. Come on. Be strong. When our backs are against the wall and we are in a conflict or we're in a stressful, listen, this ain't no time to be weak. We got to get these bills paid. Y'all ain't saying that. I don't need you to fall apart now. No, we got to get these bills paid. I need to hold you. I don't need you passing out some what you need to break. No, I need you, the entire you. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak. That means get ready. Let's go to work. Y'all ain't saying that. Don't tell me. Look, if this is going to be a solution, we got to put your hands to work. I'm going to say this and get in trouble. When this 2025, right? Okay, I can say it. We don't want no woman that ain't trying to work. I'm going to stay at home. Why? We ain't making that kind of money. If you want to be a stay at home wife, make sure you guys have a stay at home idea. Don't be talking about we going out to eat. No, you a stay at home wife. We cook. Y'all, I'm in the wrong church. What I'm saying is that you can't have a mentality that don't match my paycheck. So you got, be strong therefore, and let not your hands be weak. I'm in the Bible. Y'all, it's the word. Listen, if we going somewhere, you got to chip in on this. We moving from me to we. Y'all looking at me hard. I want to go over here. We can go. We can go. I want to go. But I can't pay the house note, car payment, and the trip. You got to chip. Come on, son. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Don't you? You got to chip in. Are y'all hearing me? We got to chip in. We all got to come up. Are you hearing me? Let not your hands be weak. Brothers, she don't want no weak man. She want to go somewhere. You can't just pay bills all the time and not. If she chipping in, you got to take her somewhere. Y'all ain't saying that. She chipping in on the bills and can't even get a good steak. Let not your hands be weak. Watch this. For your work shall be, preach, Kelstone, shall be rewarded. So many people are wanting rewards without work. Quit rewarding people that ain't work. What's this? Go to verse 8. Go to verse 8. And when Asa heard these words, tell somebody you got to hear it. When y'all hear these words, y'all hear me preaching. When Asa heard these words and the prophecy that Obed the prophet, he took courage. He ain't start crying. He ain't make excuses. He took courage. He ain't start talking about, well, I won't raise like that. Y'all got to, no. He took courage. Because that's what the word of God does. When you receive it and you take it for what he said, it will give you courage. And guess what he did? And put away the abominable idols out of the land of Judah and Benjamin and out of the cities which had taken up from Mount Ephraim and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. This is what he did. He heard that. He took courage. And watch what he done. He comes and he starts getting rid of everything that won't like God. Woo! He says, anything that has taken the place of God got to go. He got rid of it out of the land of Judah and he went to the city saying, nope, y'all got to get this out of here. Because I'm not going to let anything that's connected to me corrupt where I'm going. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And everything that was an abominable to God, idols, he says, it's got to go. That's just what we got to do. This is our respond to it. We got to understand that we cannot continue to pacify things that are not of God. It's got to go. And what did he do? He got rid of it, and then what? And he renewed the altar. Because the altar represented where people's sins can be forgiven. He renewed the altar. Many of us have replaced the altar with idols. So you no longer have an altar in your life. You got idols. And so what we do now is that we don't submit to what God is saying. You submit to how you feel. This is what I think. God ain't asking you what you think. Okay, that ain't how I want to say it. I'm going to say it like I want to say it, Andrews. God don't care about how you think. He don't care. God don't care. Well, this is how I say, no, this is what he said, and what you got to do, my brothers and sisters, watch this. We got to get rid of this stuff. I was thinking, some of us have made our jobs our God. So it's all about making money now. Y'all, am I preaching okay today? It's all about, I got to make this money. I got to get 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 this bread. I got to make this money. I got to be on this grind. I got to pay these bills. I got to make this money. You don't understand. You don't understand, Bishop. I got these bills. And the whole time we're talking, we're getting away from God. We're getting away from God, and we've created the thing. Well, I got to be a man, so I got to pay these bills. Getting away from God. And they went a long time without the true God, because now everything came about. I got to get that, man. You got to understand. I got to get that money. But my thing is, don't let making your money replace your worship. Am I preaching okay? Because what profit of a man to gain the whole world and die and lose his soul. So you made that money on your way to hell. You paid your bills on the way to hell. Okay? He got rid of, go to verse 9. I got to get it. Verse 9. I want you to see all this. This is so good, man. And he gathered all Judea and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance. And when they saw that the Lord, his God, was with him. Now, I want you to see this. And he gathered all Judea and Benjamin and the strangers with them. I'm going to tell you what I like about that. If you're in my house, you're going by my rules. I don't care if you ain't my kid. You can't just let people come up in your house change the rules. He says, and he gathered all the Judea and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim. He got everybody. And he said, look, listen, we're only doing this one way. Oh, I like that. Go to the next verse. We're only doing this one way. We're not doing it my way, your way, and their way. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month and in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. Next verse. I want you to see it. This is good. And they offered unto the Lord at the same time the spoil for which they had brought 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. You know what they're doing now? They're sacrificing. Y'all ain't catching this. They're sacrificing. Because when we have a conflict and a stressful moment, I need to be connected with people that's willing to sacrifice. A lot of people want promotion, but they don't want sacrifice. Matter of fact, only promote those who do sacrifice. Don't promote people that ain't made no sacrifices. Next verse. We're almost there. And they entered into a what? They entered into a what? To what? Seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. They came into an agreement. Here's the agreement. We ain't making no decisions without seeking God. The problem is you got people around you and you're the only one praying. They over here just, they over here reading books, trying to come up with better ideas. Have you prayed about it? No, I ain't thought about praying. And they entered into a covenant. What was the covenant? To seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. Verse 13. That whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel shall be put to what? Whether small or great, whether man or woman. Here's what this is how serious they are about this. Because see, you got to understand, you got to be serious about growth. And they were so serious about it, don't y'all get scared, that they were so serious that this is what they said. They said, whosoever that is not seeking the Lord God of Israel, we killing them. I don't care how small, I don't care if they in the governor's mansion. If they ain't seeking God, we getting rid of them. Regardless of their titles and regardless of their gender. Are y'all hearing me? Why are they taking it to this extreme? Because they understand that if they allow a little poison get in, it will destroy everything they're trying to do. Everybody got to be on the same page. Next verse. I'm reading Bible. Am I reading the Bible? I ain't making up nothing. This Bible. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with cornets. Watch this. Now they're making music. Look at what they say. Look what they're doing. Verse 15. And all Judea rejoiced at the oath. Everybody happy now. For they had sworn with all their heart. See, that's the problem. We're trying to get things done with half-hearted people. Can I say this and you still love me? You're either in or you're out. You're with me or you're not. He says, and had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest. He ended the conflict. He ended the stress. Why? They all came together on one accord, and God says, you know what? I'm going to let you get some rest. Let's put an end to the conflict. Next verse. God says, they sought me, they found me, and he says, I gave them rest. And also concerning Micah, the mother of Asa. Look at the mother. Look at mom. The mother of Asa, the king, he removed her from being queen. See, he's so serious about this stuff that I remove family members. Okay, how long you been with me? I'm in the word. Because sometimes family think they get perks. Y'all like y'all ain't been in church. Family think that stuff's supposed to be overlooked. He removed his own mama from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove. She went against what the oath was. It don't make no difference who you are. If you are going against God's plan, you got to go. And Asa went down into that grove and cut down her idol. They're like, Mama, I ain't gonna let you mess this up. He cut down her idol and he stamped it and burnt it at the brook of Kidron. Next verse. We're almost there. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. The high places were not taken out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect in all his days. Now, here's the shout. Here's the shout right here. I was waiting to get to this part. In the midst of your conflict and in the midst of your stress, God is going to preserve your high places. Somebody should have praised God right there. What am I saying? God will protect you when you do right. I don't care if everybody on your road doing wrong. God will, I don't care what happens just to the economy. I don't care what law they set in place. Watch this. God will allow this whole entire country to fold, but he's going to keep his people that are doing right. David said, I was young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor God's seed beg for bread. I don't care how much a loaf of light bread get, we're going to get it. I don't care how much gas get, we're going to get it. And if I can't afford the gas, I'll get me an electric car. We ain't walking, y'all ain't saying nothing. We ain't going hungry. What are you worried about? Listen, if you know you're following God, look at verse 18. 18 and 19 and we're done. And he brought into the house of God. Y'all see it? He brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and vessels. I want you to know this. He brought into the house of God. Now, I was looking at, I was like, I thought these things was already in there. He had to bring them back. Because there were some things that was in the house of God that we've allowed to leave. True worship, we allowed it to leave. We've sacrificed true worship for performance. I was saying in the office this morning as the praise and worship team was singing, I said to the guys, and they were singing, I said, I love it. They was like, what do you mean? I said, listen to the sound. I love it. And it was like, I was talking, I said, I'm going to tell you what I love. Y'all come a little closer, I need you to hear this. I says, some folk would have quit. Because some folk would say, I can't sing without music. Y'all ain't there. Some folk would have said, I can't do it. I got to have music. I said, for them to stand there and continue to pursue it, even though I know it's uncomfortable. Y'all ain't talking to me. Even though I know it's different. But they still come out there. And they sing. And have to create music in their own head. Y'all ain't saying that. I said, I admire it. Because a lot of people would have said, I'm out. I can't do it. I said, but God gonna honor that. Ain't that what we said this morning? That's what we're talking about. I said, God gonna honor that. Y'all better hear it. I said, I hear God gonna honor people that will still show up in the midst of conflict. In the midst of setbacks, let's still get it done. Last verse. Whew. And sometimes, watch this. Sometimes God allow conflict in order for you to bring the real stuff back. Are you hearing me? Because they that worship him must worship me in spirit and in truth. Verse 19. And there was no more war until the 530th year of the reign of Asa. Here's watch this. The whole time, Asa reigned 35 years in peace. Y'all got to catch it. Watch this. When you do things the right way, you will live your life in peace. I took that word and I said, God, so what you saying? Everybody else gonna be stressed out and I can be good? He said, if you follow my word. You don't have to be stressed out until you're pulling your hair out. No, if something is going on that's a conflict and stress, find the cause, look at the effect, and then give them the solution. And the solution was, go back to God. Fix the cause. Fix the cause. Don't ignore the cause. Fix the cause. We just had all this cold weather. And my daughter called me and said, I ain't got no water in the house. I said, what's wrong? She said, I think my water frozen. And because of the frigid temperatures, water had frozen. She said, but I don't understand. Everybody else, some other people got water. Yours frozen. And so she goes there and she waits it out. The weather, temperature goes up, the water comes unfrozen. She says, I got water, but low pressure for everything preached to me. I said, if you still got water and low pressure, that means there's a leak. So you still coming to church, but you got low pressure. You still coming to church, but it didn't got boring. It's a struggle now to even show up. I ain't got time for group therapy. I ain't got time to read my Bible. You still believe in God, but you got low pressure. You know why? You got some leaks. And she went and looked in her home, and she sent me a video. She said, yeah, I got leaks everywhere. I said, that's why your pressure low. Now, she could have ignored the leak. It had just ran her bill up. I said, you got to fix it. Now, here's the thing. And she said, well, what I got to do? I said, you got to get it fixed. I said, but one thing you got to do, I need you to catch this. I says, do not go back with gray pipe. She don't know the difference between gray. I says, you need the red and the blue. You need PEX pipe, not PVC. And she was like, what are you talking about? I says, it has been an upgrade down through the years. The PVC pipe is old. So when it gets frozen, it expands. But then when the ice melt, the pipe breaks. You go PEX, when it freezes, the pipe expands. But when the ice melt, the pipe decreases. Y'all missed it. Yeah. What used to work ain't gonna work no more. And so she sent me a picture the other day. She was like, well, I'll tell you the truth. She sent me the picture and a cash out request. Because she had, this was your idea. I was like, yeah, but it's your house. Yeah, but your idea. I was like, okay, you know. And she got it fixed. She says, now I'm back at full pressure. If you're going to get back at full potential, fix your leaks. Just don't be satisfied. Well, I still got water, just not like the pressure. If you got low pressure, there's a cause. If your check engine light is on, there's a cause. It ain't Christmas. It ain't a Christmas light. But the check engine light come on, but ain't nothing wrong with the running. So we keep driving it. No, that check engine light saying something's off. Cause, effect, and solution. Did y'all enjoy that? Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Yeah. Was this good? What a way to end the month. I want y'all to win. I'm going to win. I want y'all to win. I want you to make sure you do that this week. Look at the cause. What is this? What caused this? What's the effect? Now, how do I fix it? You see this in 2 Chronicles chapter 15. Look at that great story. I think it was just time. It just did me so good to even read that, study that. And I saw so much of me into that. on some things. I say, I got to do some stuff different. I got to change some stuff. And that's what the Word of God's supposed to do. It's supposed to enlighten you, find you. Because I want you to live a life without stress. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great to live a life without stress? And it's possible. Amen. Clap your hands one more time. We praise God for the Word. Amen. Because how many of you still believe that God's Word is true?
So real, tell a friend. We tryna get right free of sin. You are now listening to the words of truth. Break the code. Sermons from Bishop Kelstone. And when life's feeling low, you can always listen to the words of truth.